Oh, it is 10:30. You're on KHUM Radio without the rules, but with the Carol Vandermeer this week. She's back for Humboldt Baywatch. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Mitch. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. It's a sparkly day here in Humboldt. I just got back from a walk in the forest, and I'm excited about the topic I picked today. Something kind of strange for this spooky time coming up. Slime molds.
Mm-hmm. I saw your email subject line, the header, and I was like, perfect. That's exactly what we need to be talking about right now. One, because it's perfect for Halloween, and two, you're probably seeing a lot of it these days.
Yeah. I will confess, I went on my little walk in the forest, thought, oh, I'm going to look for one. And of course, when you look for something, you don't find it.
No.
But I have to say, slime molds, you know, I'm a biologist, and in all my biology teaching, I was just fascinated by these things that don't fit normal categories. Whenever I see a slime mold in the forest, it's a real treat. You know, some of the ones that people probably see when you go out there are the yellow variety, you know, kind of bright yellow. And then when they start to move, you know, they move kind of with this cytoplasmic streaming across leaf mold and, you know, fallen trees. And it's really a treat to see them. And sometimes I've even seen them, they have different, you know, they have kind of complicated, bizarre life cycles. And sometimes I've seen different species in what they call the sporangia state, where they're little pink, tiny, tiny pink balls on little stalks where the spores develop and disperse. And that's part of a slime mold's life cycle. But there are, I've read there are like 80 different species of slime mold, so I'm no expert on a particular slime mold, but Physarium is the one that's the yellow, common, all over, and, you know, you're more likely to see that, and there's been all kinds of fascinating studies about it.
Well, so I'm seeing, so when you type in, for somebody like me who doesn't know, well, really much about anything, except how to Google image, and so I like Google image it, and I see there are all different kinds, and you're right, they're like pink ones, and they've got little like legs. Can you kind of explain, is it slime, is it mold, and why doesn't it conform to kind of either of these things?
Yeah, it's you know, molds, we think of molds that grow on bread. Those are actually a type of fungus, you know, in the kingdom fungi. But slime molds don't fit the mold, pun intended. They are a single-celled organism. Even when they're, you know, sliding across or the blob, some slime molds can get like 3 feet across. They only are made up of one single cell. But inside those cells, they have you know, multiple nuclei, sort of the control center of the cells, doing all kinds, making proteins, making things that make the slime molds go. And so they're in this kingdom that, frankly, it's kind of a catch-all kingdom that scientists have created called protista. And protists are basically, you know, true cells, eukaryotic cells that have a cell wall, and they are single-celled, and they kind of don't fit in the other categories. So it's really sort of fascinating. So that's why that they're a little different, and they move around and have kind of animal characteristics. Some ways they look like just a blob of, you know, fungus, you know, on a log, but really they're their own kind of thing. And they are actually, they've been, one thing I learned when I started thinking, ooh, slime molds, what a great topic, is that there have been all kinds of studies on slime mold intelligence, believe it or not. They have no brains. They have lots of little nuclei, but they've done tests for how they move and how they navigate, you know, to find food, to find, you know, meet their needs. Well, they've done tests in the lab where they have slime molds solve a maze, and they can actually navigate a maze, and they send out a trail of slime where they're dead ends. So then they know, don't go down that dead end, and they can efficiently get to their food. And so they took these experiments even further. And in fact, they were looking at the famous one, I think back in 2020, was one where they were looking at a map of the Tokyo area, and they put pieces of food that the slime mold likes on each area where there would be a town that they wanted a mass transit system to serve. Well, the slime molds basically mapped out a transit system, because food was located where they wanted to go, more efficiently, or almost as efficiently as all these engineers who try to figure this out. So they have some kind of swarming intelligence that enables them to do that. It's crazy.
That's an insane thing that you...
It is. It's pretty funny. And they're pretty... It's crazy. And then there's some undocumented stuff about them, you know, using... the models of how slime molds make these decisions and map out efficient pathways, and using those models in solving more complex problems, especially, you know, with transit and transportation. Pretty interesting stuff. Worth a good Google tour out there, I'll tell you. It's pretty interesting and fun little videos that illustrate this. But They're so cool how these plasmodial slime molds move. So they start out as this little amoeboid-like thing cruising around, doing its thing. But when it, bumps into and meets a compatible cell, they, quote, mate and combine their nuclei. But, whereas that's sort of similar to how, egg and sperm and human reproduction works, but what happens is they don't divide like our cells would divide and multiply and differentiate. Well, here they just get more and more nuclei in one great big giant cell. And those nuclei have all the information needed to build the proteins that slime molds need to create these tubes where their cytoplasm streams. And these tubes, they pulse almost like muscles, and they push the slime, the cytoplasm forward, and then it kind of oozes backward, but sort of like two steps forward, one step back. And you can, if you go online, you can see fast motion videos of the movement of this these pulsing tubes that help transport these plasmodial slime molds from place to place. It's pretty wacky.
You said that that this doesn't fit the, mold of what we think of. Are other things moving like this? Like, okay, you think about a fungus, truly so cool. Everything that a fungus is up to, or a fungi, always blows my mind. They have such a different reality.
And they do, they have spores, and they cover, you can see fungus, molds covering a big piece of bread or a blob of poo in the forest or whatever. So it looks sort of like they move, but they don't move in the same way as these sort of plasmodium slime molds do. Now, there are other protists, like amoebas, are single cell, and they move around too. Mm-hmm. And they're in the kingdom Protista. But slime molds have some similarities with how regular molds go. They, reproduce by spores, and it's mind blowing. Yeah, I can only touch the tip of it today. But what it did for me in reading about this, I've been aware of slime molds. I've been surprised and delighted when I see them, but now I think I'm even more keyed in now that I've kind of read up a little bit more about their swarming intelligence and how they can actually, as a group, kind of like the Borg, in Star Trek, make these communal decisions for moving from place to place and meeting their needs.
Well, I guess you kind of have to start making communal decisions when you literally all become one cell.
You don't
have a lot of other options.
Yeah. And then, when the conditions are dry or too cold, and maybe it was too cold, it was pretty brisk this morning, they can kind of shrink back and go somewhat dormant until, rain comes and add water, and off they go doing their plasmodial dance. It's pretty interesting.
Wow. And just the photos alone of this, it really does look like so many different things. There are so many different versions of mm-hmm. this, but it's through the life cycle. Like, not only are there many different versions you can tell of actual like slime molds, but then one looks so different as its life goes on.
Yeah. 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 They do look different as the life goes on, you know, through their life cycle. They may grow stalks, and these stalks, the cells in the stalks, you know, just die. Whereas up in the little blob at the top, at the little sporangia, that's where the spores will come open and be dispersed, and insects will run into those spores and disperse them throughout the forest, you know, because they get covered with those little fuzzy spores, and new amoeboids, you know, type of their life cycle develop, and they run into each other, and they can develop this sort of larger plasmodial swarm that we can see as often yellow is the most common one I see, but there are other colors out there as well. And I couldn't tell you all the different species, but Physarium is a pretty common one that's been studied in the labs. And if you take a basic biology class, you might get to see some swarming slime mold in a petri dish and watch it, or watch an old 50s movie. The Blob, I think, is really kind of inspired by slime molds. So they can get quite large, too.
Well, and I mean, again, when we talk about fungus, like, you know, that's the biggest an organism in the world is, you know, fungus that's underneath. And then there's
all the mycelium underneath the ground. They can get huge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You think about these tiny mm-hmm. things that come together. And then you were talking about like kind of unconfirmed. There's kind of like an unconfirmed theory that like fungus is an alien species that's down here. And that's the type of like conspiracy or unverified thing that I'm into. You know what I mean?
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. I think you can watch a lot of interesting stuff about the different kinds of slime molds that are out there. And and then I read something in my reading, but this is again a little unconfirmed, that there was some interest in looking at slime molds and the way they make these decisions and informing creating models that will enhance our AI capabilities. Mm-hmm. So watch out.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many interesting things that we're doing, like, that you don't think about. So you slime mold is, you know, engineering public transit and AI and things like that. And we talked about was it you and I who talked about a praying mantis when they put the little 3D goggles on them? You think about little things like this, and I love thinking about, like, we have all this technology and all this things that we're doing, yet we're going back to like a praying mantis and a mold to help us out, right? Because we know so much.
Yep, but yeah, there's all kinds of lessons and information just mm-hmm. all around us in nature. And so not only is it good to preserve and protect for our enjoyment and the beauty and just the sake that it's there, but there's all kinds of lessons and things we can learn, and medicines, and on and on and on.
So if somebody wanted to see some slime mold, I would assume a forest is a good place where it's dark, damp. Where would you find them?
Yep. Dark, damp, on fallen logs. Like I said, it's almost a serendipitous moment when I actually see them. They also cover leaf mold sometimes. You just have to look closely. I will admit, I got skunked this morning. I thought, ooh, I'd love to see one and just chat with you right afterwards. Mm-hmm. But so you have to just keep looking for them. They like to have a pretty healthy diet. They go for proteins. So they, when they go over leaves and trees, they're also looking for the microorganisms and the proteins that are in their bodies. They get like 2/3 protein and 1/3 carbohydrates, I read. So they also make very healthy food choices in the lab when given options. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Well, I could use that probably in my daily life too. Whether, you know, they're helping us out in all kinds of ways. And again, proteins, I wouldn't have even known what they were eating, because I would think that it was not proteins, but so they're eating.
Like, there's all kinds of little microorganisms and that we don't even see, that they're going over and they engulf in kind of an amoeboid-like fashion. They just surround it, and then their cytoplasm just digests it. I mean, there's all kinds of bacteria, you name it, that are well beyond our sight.
Does that make them
little, yeah, tiny, tiny insects? So
does that make them like carnivorous? Are you a carnivorous if you eat an amoeba?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know what that counts as.
If you eat an amoeba, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, are they omnivores? Are they? I don't know if it counts when it's one single celled amoeba, but. Much to Google.
Yes, much to Google. There's some funny educational videos. I might just send you a link of one of my favorites. So
this is the type of thing. Yeah, this is the type of thing that will now consume the rest of my day. These are my favorite type of things, especially again, they're the pictures and everything that I'm seeing right now is so interesting. So, and I like that you didn't see one today in some ways, because it means you've got to get out and look again. And that's always a good reminder is it's always a good time to go out and take a little walk.
Yeah. And it was sort of fun to have a focus of looking for these bright color patches, even though I didn't see them. Kind of got me out of my busy monkey brain thinking about everything, just enjoying the forest and searching out little wonders.
So do we have a song that goes along with slime mold?
Well, I did look around, and there's several slime mold songs out there, and some are really atrocious.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you kind of a choice. There are two songs called Slime Mold, title, and one is by The Great Before Times. And I think there's a little bit of banjo in there. It might be a little long. And then there's one by Sienna Assignment, a little more techno. I kind of like it. It's short. It's kind of starts with a simple beat, and I kind of, after reading about slime molds, I imagine those simple little individual cells getting together, forming this big swarm and cruising on. So maybe that'll be my choice.
I see. Yeah, I think that something about slime mold and like a little bit of a techno beat as their tubes move along, two steps forward and one step back, it probably makes a little bit of sense. Petri dish. I feel that.
Let's do that one.
Okay, I've got it. Sienna Assignment. All right, well, excellent one. Again, you have completely changed the course of my day, Carol, which I appreciate.
I'll send you a link to my favorite little educational video. That'll give you a chuckle and a lot of good info.
Cool. Perfect. Well, thanks for chatting with me today. And I'll put on slime mold right now.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Carol. Bye.